ಚೀನಿಮಂಡಿ.com ಪಾಡ್ಕಾಸ್ಟ್.
RBI keeps repo rate unchanged at 4%. GDP growth seen in negative in FY21. The Reserve Bank of India on Thursday kept the key repo rate unchanged at 4% in view of rising inflation and faint signs of economic growth amid the gradual lifting of coronavirus countrywide lockdown. The Central Bank's Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, began its three-day meeting on August 4th and maintained the stance as accommodative. It also kept the reverse repo rate unchanged at 3.35%. Repo is the rate at which RBI lends funds to commercial banks when needed. It is a tool that the central bank uses to control inflation. While there are some signs of a pickup in activity due to the strategic easing of lockdown here, there is a large degree of uncertainty amid a surge in virus cases. The MPC voted unanimously to leave the policy repo rate unchanged at 4% and continued with the accommodative stance of monetary policy as long as necessary to receive growth, mitigate the impact of COVID-19 while ensuring that inflation remains within the target going forward, said RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das. The headline inflation was breached the 6% level beyond the comfort level of the central bank. The RBI is tasked with keeping inflation at 4% in the medium term with a 2% point leeway on either side. Das said that the headline inflation prints of April to May are obscured by spike in flood prices and cost push pressures. Given the uncertainty surrounding the inflation outlook and extremely weak state of the economy in the midst of an unprecedented shock from the ongoing pandemic, the MPC decided to keep the policy rate on hold while remaining watchful for a durable reduction in inflation to use available space to support the revival of the economy, he said. On the economic growth, Das said India's real gross domestic product GDP will contract in the first half of FY21 as well as full financial year. He did not put any number to it. We shall remain alert and watchful and collectively do whatever is necessary to revive the economy and preserve financial stability. Courage and conviction will conquer COVID-19. Significantly, the RBI also decided to allow lenders to provide restructuring facility on some loans that were stranded as on March 1. An expert committee will be set up under K.V. Kamath to work out thrash out modalities and took into resolution plans for eligible borrowers. Among other key measures announced by the RBI, additional special liquidity facility of Rs. 5,000 crore each will be provided to the National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development and the National Housing Bank. The RBI will also amend priority sector lending guidelines to remove regional disparity. An incentive framework is now being put in place of banks to address the regional disparities in flow of priority sector credit, said Das.